The governor says the beaches will open on May 22nd, the Friday before Memorial Day weekend, with parking areas limited to half of usual capacity and beachgoers having to adhere to a number of rules.
No group contact activities, no volleyball, no football, nothing like that. Areas of social gathering will be closed, picnic areas, etc., playgrounds, pavilions, arcades. Social distancing will be enforced for employees and for visitors. Masks must be worn by employees, and visitors must have masks and wear them when they can't socially distance.
Concession stands will also remain closed. Cuomo says beaches where the social distancing rules are not followed will be immediately shut down. Cuomo made the announcement one day after New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy announced his state's beaches would be open for Memorial Day. Cuomo says he's been coordinating with the other governors to avoid any conflicts between neighboring states about what is open and what remains closed.
If other states were opening and New York wasn't, you would have millions of people from New York flooding those beaches. There would be a problem, and that wouldn't help anyone.
The governor spoke on a day when five regions of the state were in phase one of reopening and could proceed with restarting manufacturing and construction companies. Retail stores were also allowed to open, but only for curbside or in-store pickup. Cuomo has also decided when some personal care services like hairstylists and barbers could reopen. He says it would likely come in phase two of a region's reopening, but he warned of the risks involved in getting a haircut. He cites the example of a barber in Kingston in the Hudson Valley who opened his shop and cut hair in defiance of the stay-at-home orders. He's now tested positive for COVID-19 and has helped spread the virus.
Infected, I think, over a dozen people. You know, that is a occupation of close proximity, right? You can't really socially distance and do a haircut. Maybe mine, you could do from 6 feet away. But that is, by definition, an up-close and personal occupation. But hairstyling is in phase two.
Cuomo also signed an executive order Thursday night that extends the shutdown for regions not yet authorized to reopen until May 28th. That applies to all of downstate, the Hudson Valley and Capital Region, and western New York. But if a region does meet all of the benchmarks for reopening before that date, including declining rates of new cases and adequate bed capacity in hospitals, then those regions could begin to reopen earlier. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.